Over Thanksgiving weekend, I had the opportunity to travel to South Dakota for my cousin's wedding. While it was a wonderful celebration filled with family and friends, the big winter storm that swept over the country that weekend threatened to throw a wrench in some of their plans. Friday evening, concerns were raised as to whether the wedding ought to be held in the same place as the reception to try and cut down on travel on the icy roads. Then the morning of the wedding, guests who still needed to travel to the area were calling with regret to say that they wouldn't be able to make it after all. The ice and the snow-covered roads were keeping them home. Two of the three clergy who were supposed to take part in the ceremony had to cancel because of the winter weather. And when we got to the reception, we learned that the bartenders who had been hired for the party weren't going to show up. So certainly, for my cousin and his new wife, the day of their wedding will be an adventure of a story to tell. It's funny, evolved and prepared as we are in this life, there is nothing like a big storm or weather event to expose our human fragility. Snowstorms cause us to stay in and hunker down. Hurricanes bring the boarding up of windows and movement further inland. Hail and lightning send us running for cover. Mother Nature and all of the created world has a force and a power all its own. And in the hierarchy of nature, powerful in mind though we human beings are, in physical body, we are no match for the winds and the ice and the storms. Siblings in Christ, we are fragile. We are weak. As the reading from Isaiah says, we are like grass. The Message translation of the Bible that we heard today puts it like this: these people are nothing but grass, their love fragile as wildflowers. The grass withers, the wildflowers fade if God so much as puffs on them. Aren't these people just so much grass? A mere puff of wind, a slight bump on our journey along the path of life can send us into a tailspin. We are not invincible. Our bodies fail us. Many of you have seen or experienced this happen with diagnoses of cancer or immune disease or heart or stroke issues. Our minds fail us. How many of us have been affected by a loved one who has Alzheimer's or dementia? And you and I know that we are no match for high-speed cars or the whiz of bullets or that even gravity can conspire against us. Yet we try so hard to keep our weaknesses from being exposed. You wear a seatbelt when you get in the car, you put on sunscreen when you go outside in the summer, you wear mittens in the cold. And if you don't do these things, take these protective measures, then you easily find yourself hurt or sunburned or frostbitten. We protect our existence with extreme measures, machines that pump blood through our hearts, others that fill our lungs with air. We protect our hearts by hardening ourselves to the love of those around us. Ours is a precarious existence. Just the slightest change in the atmosphere, and you and I could no longer breathe in the air that surrounds us. We are weak. Beloved, the word of God is strong. The word of God will stand forever, Isaiah tells us. The word of our God, a word that promises us love and protection and comfort, is never ending. When I think of what it means to make a promise, the first image that comes to my mind is that of two little kids, maybe playing outside at recess, their pinkies intertwined, solemnly making a pinky promise. When you're a kid, those kinds of promises are held in high regard. You don't break a pinky promise. It's the solemn oath of childhood. When you get a bit older, promises may look a little different. maybe written on a piece of notebook paper, two teenagers signing their commitment in their best cursive, or making a promise and coming up with their own creative way to seal the deal. And perhaps then their promise is made public on social media. As adults, we know the promises can get far more legal in nature. You sign a marriage license, making your promise to another person legal and binding. In courtrooms and at political ceremonies, people make promises by placing their hands on holy books, swearing to uphold the duties of their office or the words of their testimony forever. And yet none of these promises compare to the kind of promise God continues to make and uphold with God's people. The word of God is strong. So strong that the word became flesh, fully human, and committed to live and to die for us, for you. All of our human promises can be broken, even the legally binding ones, but God's promise is forever. Comfort, O comfort my people, says God. My promise will never be broken. My word is sure and strong and true. And that word, soon to be born to Mary as a tiny human baby in a cave of a stable in Bethlehem, will come with all power and might and goodness, all strength and love. A baby born as fragile and weak as you and I, and yet filled with the power of God. Because in Christ, God comes in power. God comes in all God's strength and glory, and God cares for you, the flock, gathering us up in God's arms, hugging us tight to the chest, leading us to good pasture, providing for your every need. God is ready to go into action for you, ready to comfort you, ready to turn the ways of this world on its head for the good and love of all creation. God's promise of reorienting the world will not be broken. The word of God is strong. Children of God, here is hope. We are invited to speak loud and clear. We are invited to raise our voices. We are invited to shout aloud the good news of God's promise to care for, love, and protect God's children. We are to tell the world of the comfort we can find in God's promise. This past Friday evening, some of us gathered together here in the fellowship hall for our Advent kickoff party. We shared a meal and decorated cookies and sipped hot cocoa, enjoying each other's company and companionship. We also took part in a service project, making Christmas cards for those who find themselves this holiday season held in immigrant detention centers along the border, and for children who crossed the border alone. Words of hope and holiday blessings were written in Spanish and English, and together with all of the cards that are sent by other churches across the country, we join in hoping and believing that all who are separated from family and all who receive a card this Christmas will experience God's presence with them. This is what it looks like to speak aloud the love and promise of God. As we prepare the way for God's arrival, Isaiah calls us to make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys, level off the hills, smooth out the ruts, clear out the rocks. What are the roads that need straightening in your life? Where do the hills need leveling off in the society around you? Which rocks need to be cleared out so that they do not trip those who work and walk alongside you? When the preparations are made, Isaiah says, then God's bright glory will shine and everyone will see it. Yes, just as God has said. You are invited to speak God's promise of love out loud. beloved of God, we are, all of us, fragile beings. But we are also gifted with the strong promise of love and renewal from God through Jesus Christ. May this second weekend of Advent fill you with hope and give you the courage to speak that hope and promise into the world so that all might prepare themselves for the coming Christ. Amen.